Welcome dear learners. In this module, we will discuss the basic rules of academic writing. We have mentioned that academic writing is an art as well as a science. Though there are not the thumb rules, but certainly there are some rules of academic writing. And in this module, we will be discussing those basic rules. After completing this module, you will have a quick overview of those basic rules. In the previous module, we have discussed why academic writing is important and how it is important. In this module, we will discuss when to write, what to write, how to plan, how to write, where to send, how to address review comments, and how to proofread. Now, moving to the basic rules, the first thing is have rationality. And the first and foremost thing is patent or publish. A few decades ago, the scenario was different. People used to say publish or perish. You should see, firstly, that whether your work has some novelty or not. And if your research work has the merit of innovation, then certainly go for the patenting first before going for the publication. Otherwise, you will lose the chance of patenting the things. And if it is not, certainly you go for the publications. Then and only then you should plan for the publication. Now moving to the next point, novelty of the work. The novelty of work is the driving force for publications. If you are first in reporting your work, then it's a win-win condition for publications. Certainly, you will have a very good chance of getting your work published in the suitable journal. Contribution to the state of knowledge, either in the form of research or in the form of review. There must be something in your work which can contribute to the state of knowledge in that domain. Next thing is planning. Plan well on time. Start writing early. Plan the articles well before the completion of your research so that you can plan some studies if required during writing, or you can plan some modalities and some modification in your paper or your research work. Planning for review writing. Plan the review article immediately after exhaustive literature review. It means even before starting your experimental work or the field work. See, if you have enough literature survey and your prior expertise or experience in the research area, this is important when you are planning a review article. Now plan the outline on time. Plan outline of paper with co-authors, PI, supervisors, collaborators, well ahead of the draft writing. This is very important. Until unless a good outline is there, you cannot have a good and tight overall research or review article. Now, we are going to discuss a very effective and very, very vital point. Target your journal wisely. Assessing your work wisely. First, assess yourself. Neither overestimate nor underestimate your quality of work. See the journal to be targeted and the level of articles in that particular journal, and then as per the quality of your work, plan the submission. For example, it would not be a wise decision to target a journal like Nature or Science for a very simple or basic research like reporting antioxidant activity of a plant. So it would be futile to target a Nature or Science for these simple work. So you have to plan according to your work. Now next thing is target quality journals or journals with good impact or indexing. Though we'll be discussing the what is impact factor, what is indexing, the things like that. But keep in your mind that you should target the best possible journal for your article. best in the sense of impact factor, best in the sense of indexing, or you may say it in a layman term, readership. If the journal is having a huge readership, and sometimes you can say that going for the multidisciplinary journal is also beneficial because the readership is broader there in case of a multidisciplinary journal, while in case of a very super specialized kind of journal, the readership is limited. So the citation depends on that particular thing. We will be discussing in the further modules, but this is the basic rules. Now, matching with the scope of the journal, this is also important. You cannot take the admission in a medical college to do your BTech degree. Target a journal which publishes the articles similar to your research area. You can check scope of journal section there in the website of a particular journal and target the journal for checking the same. Whether the research area is similar to that or the journal is accepting similar kind of manuscript or publishing similar kind of manuscript or not. And depending on that, make your decision. Now, one foremost important things, economy of the academic writing. See article processing charges, APC. Whether journal is charging APC or not, yes or no. If it is no, then no problem. But if it is yes, the question is whether you can afford that or not. If you can afford that, then very well. Or if you are having any grant for publishing the things or paying that particular fee, then it's very nice, because in many good impact journals, a huge APC is charged. So APC is not, we cannot generalize this thing that APC is relevant with respect to the quality. In many good journals charge a huge APC, and sometimes it is more of a business for the substandard journal. So be vigilant and not make it as a sign of quality that higher the APC, higher will be the quality. It is not like that. You have to be very vigilant in selecting the journal on the basis of APCs. Check how much time the journal takes for the peer review process. This is very important to check the time taken by a journal in review process. Target a journal which takes less time for the same. Surely you cannot wait for years if you are planning an article with your PhD thesis submission. In general, the minimum time is 2 to 3 months taken by a journal's review process. A standard journal review process takes 2 to 3 months. Sometimes journal offer fast track processing of article with a fast track processing fee. Again, the affordability question is there. If you can afford it, you should go ahead with that, and you should avail that fast track mode for your journal processing, for your article processing. Another important factor is choosing the type of article. Depending upon your research area or your research work, you should target the type of article as either a full-length original research article or as a short communication or letter to editor or some other type, depending upon the journal's description or journal's prescription.